one of the lessons I learned pretty early on was that if you want to be happy, be around children. Yes, they can be frustrating. In fact, throughout last night into this morning, I have been binging on videos and pictures of children, toddlers, who have been caught doing some of the most insane and upsetting things, from babies who would literally pour their mother's pomade and their lotion on the ground, rolling it. I don't know if you've seen the one of the baby who was inside the big tin of milk. Uncle had licked it. He had swallowed it. He looked like as if he had way too much and was looking stoned. And then I got to see a picture of my friend's child who snuck into the kitchen, climbed the freezer. This boy is not up to 2 years old. He was able to climb a deep freezer. No stool, ladies and gentlemen, no stool. We still don't know how he got to the top of the freezer. No stool in that kitchen. He got up to the freezer, then reached out to the cupboard, dragged the pack of milk. You know how milk is expensive these days, right? He licked half of the milk and slept on the freezer. He legit slept on the freezer. So when the parents woke up and, like, you know, when the mother, because it was with the mother, when the mother was like, ah, where's this child? Quiet. Go to the kitchen and couldn't believe to see her son, her beloved son, on the freezer. Yes, these are risks. You know, sometimes they can, you know, sadly, you know, as we found out recently, can lead to fatalities. But children will be children. But my conversation this morning is that it's about how some parents are restricting a very important aspect of being a child, and that is playtime. You see, playing is natural and enjoyable way of children, for children, to keep active, stay well and happy, and more importantly, socialize. You see, when a child or children freely choose the way to play, right, it improves their development. In fact, it is one of the very clearest and most innocent way that a child communicates. If a child is comfortable playing with another child, there's a very strong possibility that as the child grows up, the social skills, the EQ, right, improves. Emotional quotient, that is. It is truly important to let children play. But recently, and in fact it's going on for a few years now, it seems as though during holidays, parents are torn between trying to make sure that their child gets the best education, tries to give the best of themselves. They've spent a lot of money on extramural classes and yada, 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 yada. Now, recently, I was listening to my friend over on Wazobia FM, and she had a conversation about some parents whose teachers, it's midterm now, they have stacked work upon work, homework upon homework, task upon task for the children during the midterm break. The midterm break is about what, a week. I mean, for some, it's just about 5 days. Stacked homework, one for each day. And then I'm curious, when will this child play? How important is play? Apart from building emotional quotient, you know, it serves as a time where the body starts to release high levels of endorphins. But now, let me ask the big question. If you are a parent, please, or if you know parents, please, why are some parents, some of you, limiting playtime for children? Why? Intentionally so. Why? Growing up, there were some children who were locked in their house. We used to see them. When we'll be riding bicycles, they'd be looking at us from the window. My younger self, like, come outside and say, my mommy said we should not play outside. Apparently, it's still happening today, 2022. I am very curious as to why. So when you want to call in, as always, please do remember, turn down the volume of your radio set, all right? It's imperative that you turn down the volume of your radio set. Let me call out the number. It is a smart number, all right? We have a smart number now for you to use. Not many numbers, just one smart number. 0700-923-0923. Once again, 0700-923-0923. That is the smart number. It's just one number, all right? 0700-923-0923. That's the number for you to call in and get to share with us. Do remember, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. And if you didn't quite see it or hear it, please do not make any substantiated claims. All right? We would like for you not to make any claim at all right? Just in case you didn't hear it.
Send the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So 0700-923-0923. That's the smart number. 0700-923-0923. It's pretty simple. Let me repeat it. 0700-923-0923. That is Nigeria Info smart number. We'd like for you to use that number to get to speak to us going forward. Now, my conversation, my question earlier on this morning is a final conversation this morning. Is about your children. Why are you restricting your sons, your daughters from playing? And even in schools, more teachers apparently are giving the students, pupils, more homework. It's a holiday. It is meant to be a midterm break. But some schools are here, in fact, one student that came through to me, apparently they gave the child enough homework for every day. Every day for the 5 days that he or she is meant to stay at home. 5 days of homework. What exactly is the point of a midterm break if the child is still going to have work to do? It's kind of like you're on leave, but you're not on leave, you know, that kind of thing, you know. So WhatsApp and Telegram 0809-030-6416. Now, why is play important? Through play, children learn about the world and themselves. They learn skills that they need for study and work and relationship, such as confidence, self-esteem, resilience, social skills, curiosity. When a child is playing, a child is curious about everything around. Particularly at that age, those of you who have toddlers, you probably know there's a mouth fetish. Almost everything goes into the mouth. Why? Because they're curious. When you stop a child from playing, they only want to find out what's going on. 9.3. Oh, dear. Apologies. Also, another benefit of play is coping with challenging situations. Some parents, and I've seen some parents who do this very well, some parents incorporate life lessons or life skills into their play, giving them tasks that they can, it's fun, but they can also get to learn things from. My 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Sonny. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, please.
Yes. I think this topic is very complicating because if you conclude that children are supposed to have or enjoy their holiday times, it depends on the approach of the parents, because the Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners.
Okay.
Because sometimes you go and you blend your children with other children who are not properly trained or are not well guided, they might be tempted to do the wrong thing and maybe corrupt your children, or maybe something harmful may happen to them. We take instance of what happened to Davido's son before yesterday also. There are a lot of people in the house. When the child sneaked out to the pool, because the father have already taught him how to swim. So he was curious. He wanted to go and swim. And he sneaked out of the eyes of everybody.
Hello? Oh, dear. Hello, can you hear us? Oh, dear. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. If you can, just return the call. Can't hear you any longer. All right, so let me get to WhatsApp now, okay, and read some comments on WhatsApp. Once again, the phone number to call is 070-0923-0923. Simple, 070-0923-0923. On Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you will find us, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, where you find us on Twitter and on Facebook. We're talking about children playing. And the question is, playtime, why is it being reduced? What are the challenges? Why would parents not want their children to go and mingle with other children to play, to learn new things? Now, Adams Bauer saying, good question. Says, Exodus 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. All right, a time to rain and a time to sow, a time to keep, a time to love. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Uchina says, Vandora Alfred says, this on Facebook says, I think it's because they work out and they exclude time they will spend with their children. Gift Truth is saying, yes, it's a good question. Why? Why are some parents limiting the playtime for children? All right. Somebody, the last caller, made mention of evil communication corrupting good manners. That's a very genuine worry. But whether or not you lock your children inside the house, okay, eventually that bad character or that bad communication will meet them as adults. There's nothing you can do about it. You as the adult, wherever you go to, you're going to find somebody who's going to say something that's either offensive or you don't necessarily agree with. But if you don't expose your child, this is just me, pulling this out. I'm not saying you must believe everything I'm saying, but I'm just stating a natural phenomena. So if you lock your children up, eventually you will let them come out. There's nothing you can do about it. You will let them come out. Good morning, Jude. I restrict my son because of bad children. Only let him go for his boys' brigade and other educational curricular activities. That's from Charity. Okay, so yes, everybody wants to protect their child, all right, from bad influences. Granted. 070-0923-0923. That is the smart number for Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. 070-0923-0923. It's pretty simple. I think the way I'm calling now is going to be helpful. 070-0923-0923. All right? 070-0923-0923. That is the number. That's the smart number to sending your calls. Right? That's where you get call. Right? That's where you can dial us and you get patched through to the studio. So we're talking about playing and playtime for your children in particular. Why exactly are some parents restricting or limiting the amount of time that their children play? Now, this is from Penelope Leach, psychologist. Now, she says, for a small child, there is no division between playing and learning. Let me repeat that. For a small child, there is no division between playing and learning, between things he or she does for fun and things that are educational. The child learns while living, and any part of living that is enjoyable is also play. And to show you how serious this is, there have been instances where the UN, during times of crisis in some regions, will appeal to the warring factions or whatever and say, you know what, please, let's keep this space where children can come and play. That's how serious it is. But here we have children being kept away. Like I said, I understand the narrative of trying to protect your sons and daughters from evil communication. Yes, the days are evil, like they like to say. But no matter how you guard or protect them, they'd still come out. So the question is, are you arming them enough? Are you playing with them? Are you teaching them enough to cope with society when they eventually come through? Because no matter what you do, they will come through. They must come out. They will greet their neighbors. Let me read your messages now. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. This one we say, hi, Jude, good morning. It's one of those things that are very difficult to handle. In your time, it was much easier for parents to just let their children roam the streets and play. These days, with kidnappings and all the rest, it's not very advisable. And then you talk about bad manners. There's some children who don't know how to greet. There's some children who learn words that they pick from homes and they want to transmit it to your children. It's only because children will learn from each other. So I would rather protect my son and my daughter from not mingling with those kinds of children. But thank you very much, by the way. That's from Ezekiel. But how do you know those kinds of children? How do you know those kinds of children? And who's to say your own son or daughter is not that type of child? Because if you have the wherewithal and you fill up your home with screens, television, they have cable TV, you're rich enough to even get them regular discs and CDs, download all the cartoons and whatnot that they can watch and everything, and you're keeping them in, who's to say that one day they won't hear something on television that will be offensive or they don't even know how to use? The child will play, whether you like it or not. The child will play. It's inevitable. Like I started out earlier on, I said, my friend's son got on the freezer till today without the aid of a stool. This boy, before he was two, got onto, I'm not talking about a small freezer, I'm talking about, you know the kind of freezer that if a child gets into, right, it will swallow the child and you can put a lot of things. All those freezers are like, 500 liters or 600 liters. Big freezer. This child got on top of that freezer, got his hand to the kitchen cabinet, brought down milk. His sole purpose was to get at the milk. He licked half of it and slept on the freezer. They took a picture of him. He slept. He knocked out on the freezer. Would you blame the child? Child didn't have anybody to play with. Interesting. Okay. Now, so purpose of preventing children from playing with others. Hostile environment. It says that when the environment is hostile, the parents' fear of being attacked leads to preventing them from playing unnecessarily. We know the kind of children from our observations when they play with their peers. Victor Adok here. Well, this work of being a parent is not easy. You want to protect. You want to guide. You want to nurture. And I agree with you, a good parent should be able to see and observe the other children around and say, oh, look, no, this is not the kind of child I want my children to be, you know, mingling with. But like the caller mentioned, who will play with those children? If not now, in future. So yes, you may have the money. Yes, you may be able to afford the expensive schools. Your neighbors may not be able to afford those expensive schools. But guess what? Expensive schools or not, almost everybody shops in the same market. Almost everybody is on the same road. Everybody is breathing the same air. You all will attend one function or the other together. So if your child doesn't know how to interact or mingle, it's going to be a problem. But apart from just interacting and all of that, what about the child's happiness? What about the child's happiness? 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. That's the smart number. That's the only number you need to call 92.3 Nigeria Info. 070-0923-0923. Jude, it's not easy. When you have your own son, you understand why parents don't want their children to mingle with everybody. But yes, the teachers who are giving the homework should reduce the homework so that the child can relax whilst on holiday. That is from Anita. All right, so the child can relax from the strains of, you know, trying to learn. How much can you learn, really? I don't know. Oh, by the way, there's this very interesting show I got to stumble on about a few years ago. Genius, something, is it Genius Babies or something? Where they give the questions that they give these children. Even the adults who are present, right, cannot answer those questions. And I'm not exaggerating. They cannot answer those questions. Those children, they read a lot. They study a lot, but I did find out they also play a lot. Interesting balance there. They also play a lot. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. That's the smart number for you to get in touch with us this morning and going forward. All right, 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Even those who don't have money would be very careful with their children. I've lived in neighborhoods where it was face me, I face you, and there were some parents who didn't want their children to play with other children. And you can tell, those parents who were not gaining attention from their parents were usually the ones who were rough to speak, and they're sometimes rough to play with. And sometimes some of these children would transfer their aggression to other children. So we would remove our own child from these kinds of scenarios. That is why parents will restrict play with other children. Okay. All right. You restrict play. But once again, no one here, least of all, Jude, is teaching you or is telling you how to raise your child. But you have to ask yourself a question. What are the benefits of whatever it is I am doing? Now, remember, what was it? What year was that? Let me quickly check because I need to give an exact year when it was the trend. All right, let me quickly search for it. All right. There we go.
Aha.
Neymar Jr. Right. That's the fellow. All right. Now, what year was it that his contract was leaked and everybody's parents tried telling them, hey, you have to go and become a footballer? I'm waiting for that. All right, so his salary right now is about 40.8 million. Now, when Neymar moved to Barcelona, it was a big deal. It didn't stop there. When Neymar moved from Barcelona to Paris Saint-Germain, the figures were outstanding, in the hundreds of thousands. And people's parents said, go and play football. Start to play football. Start to do what? Play football. The same thing happened when Kalu Wanko moved to Arsenal. The same thing happened when JJ Okocha, you know, came through our boat and after spending time. You know, all of these things happened when people started to see what their idols were doing before they became successful. They were playing. I'm not saying don't go to school. I'm not saying don't send your children to school. But when your child comes back from classes or holiday, maybe that's not the best time to give the child more homework. Yes, it's good so the child learns, prepares, becomes sharper. There's a benefit. But I think striking the balance is a difficult thing for a lot of parents. All right, this one here is from Andrew. Andrew here is saying that, Jude, you are just speaking to my elder brother. I've been saying this for years, that he keeps his son with too much work. The boy is always carrying books, not enough time to play. What will happen when he's done with school? Who can he mingle with? It's our friends that help us as we grow up, not only our books, Andrew. Remember what I said about emotional quotient? Well, that's it.